This is a Fox News alert. Ukraine under attack. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Air raid sirens sounding in Kiev as Russia launches what President Putin calls a special military action on Ukraine, with rockets and missiles pounding military installations, explosions heard in several Ukrainian cities.
About 20 to 30 explosions over the past few hours, mostly to the southwest there. The Russians have said they are targeting military targets with precision weapons. It's likely they're trying to hit command and control centers here in the capital. Russian forces have crossed from Belarus into Ukraine. This has been a real concern. This is a most likely attack route to the capital. Ukraine has vowed to fight, and they've declared martial law.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev. The Russian military now claiming it has knocked out Ukraine's air defense assets and its air bases. And Fox's Lucas Tomlinson reports Russian amphibious forces have landed at the port city of Odessa. At the White House, President Biden issuing a statement condemning the attack. He plans to announce what he calls the toughest sanctions yet against Russia when he speaks sometime Thursday afternoon. Fox White House correspondent Peter Ducey reports the Pentagon is concerned this could escalate.
The Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin and the Secretary of State Tony Blinken have consulted with the head of NATO, and something stands out that they stressed: the U.S.'s commitment to NATO's Article 5 is ironclad, and that means that their concern is not just about what's happening in Ukraine, because Ukraine's not part of NATO, but what's happening in the rest of Europe. The U.S. national security apparatus is already looking ahead to what could possibly come next if Putin takes over all of Ukraine, or at least gets a foothold there in Ukraine that could be threatening to NATO members.
America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Recapping this hour's Fox News alerts, Russian forces are attacking Ukraine, claiming to have knocked out the country's air bases and air defenses. Russian tanks have been seen crossing the border from Belarus. That's a two-hour drive from Ukraine's capital city of Kiev. President Biden promising to announce new sanctions, but not until Thursday afternoon. Stocks are plunging, oil prices surging. Dow futures diving more than 800 points on the news of the invasion. U.S. crude oil futures jumping more than $5, topping $97 a barrel. There'll be plenty of red meat for this weekend's annual gathering of conservatives in Florida.
The Orlando Sentinel calls CPAC the Woodstock of conservative politics, and the guest lineup may prove that out. Senator Ted Cruz, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Donald Trump Jr., and former President Trump.
I will see you soon. Going to be a fantastic crowd. CPAC is terrific. They do a great job. Let's have fun.
The Conservative Political Action Conference runs through this weekend, featuring plenty of speeches as well as seminars with titles like School Boards for Dummies, Are You Ready to Be Called a Racist? The Courage to Run for Office, and How to Talk to Your Neighbor Without Starting a Backyard Brawl. Jill Nato, Fox News.
New research says more children in the U.S. are living in poverty.
A study from Columbia University's Center on Poverty and Social Policy concludes 3.7 million more children were living in poverty by January. That's a 41% increase from December, when families received their last expanded child tax credit check. The federal aid started last July, but ended after President Biden's massive coronavirus spending bill stalled. Advocates had feared the lapse in payments could unravel what they say were landmark achievements in poverty reduction. The monthly child poverty rate increased from 12% in December to 17% in January. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.